Hello.
Yeah, did you talk with your bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the balance they are showing you, telling you?
$304.
$304, okay. And right now, what? Just hold for a moment, let me talk with my supervisor. Okay. Now, the lady have done the half of the security today, okay, at the morning, okay, and right now we are going to do the half of the security right now, okay. So, from which store did you got the Apple cards?
In Bridgeboro, West of Australia.
West of Australia. How far is that?
Five minute drive.
5 minute drive, okay. So, you need to get ready first of all. Right now, we are going to transfer the funds onto your Unity Bank right now, and you need to buy the cards once again to put in the security, okay? Today, they have done that half security. The half is left right now.
Say it again. You want me to buy cards again?
Yes, correct.
No, I'm not. Somebody got $300 in my account, and I've let it survive.
No, we are going to send you the money right now onto your account, onto your Unity account. We are the card that is ending with 3480, we are going to send the money on that account. Yes. So you need to simply sit in your car first.
Get in my car.
Yes. Go and get ready and sit in your car. Get your debit card and your driver's license. Yes.
Now, where is this money coming from?
This will come from our department, from our anti-fraud department. So you don't have to worry. When you reach the parking lot of the store, the money will be credited onto your account, that the debit card that ends with 3480. Okay, you don't have to worry about that. Like the lady today has transferred the money, we will transfer like that manner. Okay.
Yeah, I've got to contact my security people at my bank.
Right now, you do not have to worry about that, sir. It will be automatically credited onto your account. You don't have to worry about that, okay?
Well, right now, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, let me close up my house and I'll be right with you.
Okay. When you sit in your car, just do let me know.
Yeah.
No.
You there?
Yes. Are you ready to leave?
Not yet.
Okay, take your time. When you sit in your car, just do let me know.
I'm in my car.
Okay. Now, you need to simply drive to that store, okay? And when you reach the parking, just do let me know. I'm on the line, okay? And just let me confirm with my accounts department that they have transferred the funds or not, okay?
Yeah, because when I get there, I'm going to check my account.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me talk with my accounts department. Drive for there.
Say it again?
Yeah, drive towards the store. When you reach the parking, let me know, okay? Do not leave the car unless talking with me, okay?
Right on.
Yeah.
Mommy, bye now. Whereabouts are you calling from?
This is the anti-fraud department. Right now, you have seen the IP address, your IP address, and we are calling you from Sydney, sir.
All right, I'm.
Okay.
So if I get those cards, what do I do with them?
Right now, when the card you got that, like you have given the lady to the card information, or you have clicked the picture like that, you have done, you have to do it once again, okay? And this is the last time, then we will put the security and all the information will be secured right now.
All right, huh?
Yes. When you reach the parking, do let me know.
Yeah, no problem. I'm not there yet. I'm about 5 minutes away from it. So this is coming from South Africa, is it?
Yes.
What's it like over in Sydney?
Sorry, I didn't get you. Come again.
Hang on. What's it like in Sydney weather-wise?
Good. Right now it is good. Like sunny type.
Yeah, it's 30 degrees over here. Beautiful beach weather.
Yes, that's. Because we are just sitting in an office. This is a office area, so it is closed from every closed with walls.
Yeah.
Did you reach the parking?
Not yet. No, I'm at the traffic lights. We're all going to go, so.
Okay. When you reach the parking lot or the store, just do let me know, okay?
Yeah, right. Hang on. So where I am now, the shopping center is just up the road.
Okay.
Please go ahead, read, don't read, read, don't, read traffic lights very well. Oh. There?
Yes, I'm on the line. Did you reach the parking?
Not yet. I'm about to go and I'm just...
Find us a spot. First, find out a spot.
Hang on. I'm trying to just run again. Close enough. Yeah, I'm in a car park now.
Yes. Now, just... Now, you need to put me on speaker, first of all, and open up the Anydex application from your cell phone. There is an application in your cell phone which says Anydex.
Hang on.
Do not go get outside the car. Do not get outside of the car. Just sit in the car.
Well, hang on, hang on.
And put me on speaker, first of all.
I am on speaker. You are on speaker. I bet you're on speaker all the time. Yeah, what am I looking at?
Now, you need to open up the app, Anydex from your cell phone. Open up the Anydex application.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at Anydex.
Yeah. And could you please confirm me your last name, sir? It's Gary. And wait. What's your last name?
Web, Whiskey, Echo, Bravo, Bravo.
Okay, Web, W-E-B-B, that's correct?
Yep.
Okay. And open up the Anydex application from your cell phone.
I'm looking at Anydex.
Yes.
Your address?
Yes. Now, do you see Start Now coming up? You need to click on Start Now. Now just hold for a moment. Just be on that page. Don't do anything. Now just be on hold with me. Let me talk with my billing department. Now, while the time, you need to open up the messages, like you need to open up the messages application from your cell phone.
What do you mean by that?
You need to open up the messages. You will receive a security code on your messages, the text message.
Oh, SMS?
Yes, SMS, correct.
I am. Nothing yet, but I can see. Nothing yet.
Not a problem, just be on that page. Okay, now just I'm going to transfer this call to my billing manager. My billing manager to let you know what to do right now, okay?
Right, huh?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, who am I talking to?
Yeah. Thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer over here. How are you doing today?
Could be better.
I'm sorry to hear that. I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department, and they have already mentioned that what is going on your personal details, right? Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with your internet server, and they are trying to misuse with your details and with your information, okay? And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that. Do you got that?
Yeah.
Now, that is the reason why what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to provide you the security, all right? Now, how we will going to provide you the security? First of all, can you just tell me, just allow me some...
Try it again?
Okay. Now, first of all, can you just tell me that, have you ever heard about Woolworths gift card name? Have you ever heard about it? Or any Kohl's gift card's name? Have you ever heard about it?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know that how does it work?
Well, I normally just buy them and I send them.
Okay. Now, let me tell you that through the Woolworths or through the Kohl's, in the back of the card, there has some 16-digit numbers on it, through which we have to activate the firewall security on your whole internet network. All right. Now, what you need to do, you don't have to pay any money from your pocket. Now, what we are going to do, we will gonna giving you some security funds that would be $350, all right? $300, which you, what you need to do, you need to spend with that $300 to the Woolworths store to purchase that gift card, and the rest of the $50 you can have got with you, with yourself. You can do whatever you want with this $50 because you are helping us to catch these hackers, those are trying to compromise into your details. Now, each and every company has some rules and regulations, right? So, we will gonna already proceed further and send it you the money on your account, but it will gonna appear on your statement within 2 hours, okay? On the Unity Bank, the account number, on that account number, the card number ending with 3480. I believe that this card, it belongs to you, correct, Gary?
Yes, it does.
Right. Now, we have already sent you the money on that card, but it will gonna appear on your statement after within 2 hours, okay? So, what do you need to do? Are you outside of the store at the moment?
I'm sitting in the car park in the car.
All right. Now, you just go, you just simply go to the store and tell them you want 3 cards, each of $100 of Woolworths. All right. Now, they would gonna asking you that why you want this card. Then what you gonna say to them? Why you want these cards?
Yeah.
Like, if they will gonna ask you, what you gonna tell them that why do you want to buy these cards? Because if you tell them that you want this card for the security reason, they will gonna charge you extra $50 for that, and we are not going to provide you that extra $60 or $50 for that, okay? Because we are already providing it to you $50 as a reward amount, as because you are helping us to hunt that particular, you know, that hackers, all right? Now, if they will gonna ask you why you want this card, you need to tell them that you want this card for your personal use, all right? Because you wanted to give it to your, like, your grandchildren or your granddaughters, something like that. But don't mention anything about the security, because they will gonna charge you extra money for that, okay? So, you need to go to the shopping center, and you ask for the 3 gift cards, each of $100, all right?
300 Apple gift cards.
Not Apple, it should be Woolworths.
All right, I'll have a look.
Okay, you just ask for, is there any Woolworths gift cards or any Kohl's or any Amazon gift cards over there, all right? So what I'm going to do, I'll be on the line, but make sure don't talk to me while you are going down to the store or when everyone surrounded by you. Once whatever the cards you have got, you come back from the store and let me know that they have got this card. But make sure each and every card would be about $100. All right. Now you check for the gift cards that what are the cards they are having. All right, and then do let me know. I'll be on the line.
Because I've got Google, Apple,
and
Steam Wallet gift card, and I have the Amazon, and I do have Amazon there as well.
Google, Apple, and Amazon cards they are having, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on for a moment. Let me ask them what are the cards that would be needed. So just allow me 2 minutes, okay? I'll be putting in a hold for a moment. You there?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, just allow me some moment. All right, just allow me some moments. Let me have a word with my team, then I'll let you know which car you have to buy. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Now, you need to go to the store and you need to buy 3 Amazon gift cards, but make sure the denomination would be $100 from each and every card. All right? So, you need to buy each of $100. That would be Amazon gift cards. All right?
Yep.
And tell them to activate the cards as well.
Yeah, if I do that, I'm going to go check my account and make sure I've got it in there.
I'm sorry?
I've got to go to the ATM to check my account to make sure I've got money. I'll make sure I've got that money in my account to get it.
The money is still on processing. You will going to get that money within 1.5 hours. So it will take some time. That's what I said from the beginning, that we have already provided you the money. We have already sent you the money. But it is it will need some time. So within, we will gonna provide you the security, the money will gonna directly go back onto your bank account once we will gonna put the security with the Amazon gift card. Because with the help of that Amazon gift card, with the help of that number, we need to provide you the security. Now once the security will gonna establish on your network, the money will gonna directly gone back to your account. So you are not paying any money from your pocket, so don't worry about it. Okay, we have already proceeded that funds. Now, once we will gonna upgrade the security through that Amazon gift card, the money will be directly gone back onto your account. So don't worry about it. Okay.
So you're gonna go and buy 3 Amazon $100 tickets.
Yes, right. You just check it within 1 hour, within 1.5 hour, the money will be credited back onto your account. So don't worry about it.
Because
it will take some time. Yeah, right. Yes, right. Everything will be get all right because I'll be on the line for you until or unless you get the money in your account. So don't worry about it.
You just
go there and don't talk to me while you will be on the shop. All right, I'll be on the line. Once you got the card, just do let me know.
Yeah.
All right.
So you gonna leave your speaker?
Yeah, I'll leave that.
Right. On my way out the car door now. I'm on the way out of the car now.
Yeah, right. And tell them to activate the car as well.
Yeah, they'll do that when I buy them.
Yes, right. Once you buy them, tell them to activate the cards.
Yeah, they do that anyway.
All right.
Yes, I just bear with me.
Yeah, don't talk to me while you are beyond the shop, all right?
Yes. No problem about that. Inside the shopping centre, that say nothing. If you got a keypad. I'm not the keypad, press 1 if you can hear me.
I can hear you, but don't talk to me.
Now, hang on, here we go. Just bear with me for a minute. Whoa. So I've got them. Don't say nothing. Oh. There you go, matey. Oh, not bad. I have my car, where do I go? Where are you then?
For 30 seconds, so the 28 couples have a 15 surgery, so the 23.
No, you can go, you got more than that.
That's yours?
Well, God, no, that's it. Hello, how are you? Not bad, Naomi. I just tried these.
Yep.
Right. On that one there. Right.
You mean you tried them?
You know how you found them.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
I've done it. There's the envelope that you hold it. You know how it says.
And it's not going through?
No. Right. Still there?
Yes.
Just stay with me for a minute. You're going to try and get some other cards. These ones aren't scanning through properly. But just stay with me for a few minutes. I'll put you back on speak while I want to talk.
Like they haven't got the card there?
Say it again?
They haven't got the ambulance card there?
Yeah, they're going to have to have a look at it and see why they're not scanning. So just bear with me, just stay online, on the phone.
You need to be very smart. They might be asking you lots of questions. Tell them you
want to. Okay, yeah, it's very noisy in there.
Yeah, tell them it is for your own purpose you are buying these cards, alright? Keep that in your mind.
Sure. Yeah, I'm just waiting for the young lady to come back, that's all.
Alright.
She's coming back now, mate. Just bear with me. I'll put you back on speaker.
All
but
right.
Don't say nothing. No? Thank you.
don't know, honey. No? Laura?
I'm going to walk outside. Can you please tell me another card? Not yet.
Like the Amazon card is not available at the moment?
The Amazon card that I got, I weren't going through.
Like, why it's not going through? May I know that?
So just have to let me know what cards you want me to get.
Apart from that, which card they are having with them?
Hang on. There's a lot of people around here, matey. What cards do you want me to get? Because Amazon ones aren't going through.
Like, your card has been declined or what happened?
No, it's not my card.
What are the cards you are having? Ask them that.
Hang on a minute, hang on. There's a lot of people around here, but as small as I can listen. I can get you Google or Apple. $300. Which one do you want me to get?
Ask them which card they are having.
That's what I'm asking you. Which card do you want me to get you? Which card do you want me to get?
Sure, Doc.
Google or Apple? The Amazon cards aren't going through the register.
Do one thing, you ask for 3 Google Play gift cards. Google Play.
That again?
Google Play.
Yeah?
Google Play gift card, each of £100. 3 cards.
You only get 3 of them?
Yeah.
No, bear with me for a few minutes and I'll go and get them. Hang on.
Alright.
Yeah. I do know that you can actually go onto their website and you can access it online as well.
No, I'm going to get Google for them.
Oh, okay.
That's free, 100 Google.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
Just bear with me and don't say nothing. 1, 2, 3. Best of about 30,000. Go on. Uh-huh. Oh, miracle. No, love or don't. Finally, I'm a president. There?
Yes. Have you got the cards?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get to my car, be more private then.
I'm sorry?
Let me get to my car, that way they can talk. There's no one around. Alright, I'm in my car. I've got $300 on Google Play cards.
Okay, now look at the back of the card. There should be fill a scratch option where you can scratch down the cards in the back.
Say it again slowly.
Look at the back of the card. There should be a scratch option, a silver coated thing where you can
scratch,
where you can peel it off.
I'm going to take it off?
Yes.
The first one.
Yeah.
8093.
No, like, have you scratched the cards?
Wait a minute, have a...
You need
no,
to
these don't come with a...
Yeah, look at the top, there should be a scratch things where you can scratch down the cards, like peel off the cards, a silver coated things.
Yeah.
Above. You need to scratch it down. There should be a 16-digit number.
Yeah, but these ones, all they do is peel off.
Yeah, you need to peel off.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, now, what? How many digit number do you see?
You got numbers and letters.
Yeah, now confirm with me the numbers. What do you see?
8093. KU5M.
Sorry, it's K for kilo, U for umbrella.
Yeah, 5M. M for mic.
Yes.
E for echo. 4. 5 echo. Sierra 3 Tango. 9.
Okay, it's 8093, K for kilo, U for umbrella, number 5, then M for mother, E for echo, 4, 5, E for echo, C for Charlie, number 3, T for tango, number 9.
Now, S, the last one was S for Sierra. 3 Tango 9.
Okay, it should be S3 T9, right?
Yep.
All right, just allow me some moment. Okay, now check the second one.
Hang on. You ready?
Yes, I'm right, ready.
Kilo, Hotel, Victor, please.
Could you just repeat it from the beginning?
First 8 digits of letters.
Yes.
First 4, Kilo, Hotel, Victor, P for Paul. Whiskey, X-ray, Zulu, Umbrella.
It's K for Kilo, H for Hotel, V for Victory, P for Papa, W for Whiskey, X for Xmas, Z for Zulu, U for Umbrella.
Yep.
And after that?
T for Tango. 3-8-L for Lima.
And the last 4 digits?
F for Foxtrot. Alpha Lima, X for Christmas, X-ray, and B for Bravo.
Okay, now the third one.
Hang on. Now the third one. Eight.
Just give me a moment. Yeah, number eight.
Y for Yankee. Seven, Y for Yankee. All right, keep going.
Yes.
Zulu 921. Let me know when you're done.
Yes.
Foxtrot 035.
Then
00 Foxtrot 3.
Okay, just allow me some moment. Okay, they are could I just repeat it once again? Like the third one, it's number eight, Y for Yankee, number seven, Y for Yankee, then 09. 21 A for Freddy, 035, then 00 A for Frog Squad, number 3?
No, the second one is Zulu, 921. The third one is Foxtrot Zulu.
Zulu, is 3, dead. 5.
Yes, yeah.
3, 5.
Yep.
And the fourth one?
00 Foxtrot 3.
Alright, just hold on. Alright, now just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team. In the meantime, could you just confirm it to me that apart from this Unity Bank, do you banking with any other bank?
No.
And you haven't got any savings with this Unity Bank?
Yes, I do. That's where my pay goes.
Okay. And when did you last time you check the statement of the savings account?
This morning. Now I've got nothing.
Okay. Now, on these Unity Bank, in total, how many accounts you have got?
One savings account.
Only one savings account. And apart from that, do you have got any credit card?
No.
Okay. And any other bank card you have got?
No.
All right. Now, you do one thing. You go to your car and sit back and relax for a bit. All right? Then I'll talk to you.
I'm sitting in my car now. I've got nothing in my bank.
Okay, the money is still on processing. It will gonna get back onto your account within an hour, so don't worry about it. So you just drive back home, and I'll let you know that when you will gonna receive that. I'll be on the line. Put me on speaker, and you drive back to your home.
Righto.
Yeah.
You there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm driving home now.
All right. All right, you do one thing, just hold on. There?
Yeah.
You do one thing, you just destroy the cards that you have bought at the moment, because we have already upgraded the security from here. You just destroy the cards.
So hang on, let me get home. I'm driving at the moment.
You're driving, right. Can you just put your car aside?
Alright, just bear with me for a minute, matey. Bear on, there's nowhere to park up.
And what do you do for a living? Like, you have got these savings in your account, about $300.
Beg your pardon?
What do you do for a living? Like, you have got $320 in your account?
I'm a traffic controller, mate.
What?
I'm a traffic controller.
Traffic controller, alright. And you haven't got any savings with any other bank? You haven't saved any?
You just asked me that question and the answer is no.
Okay.
Am I right to drive home now?
Yeah, you just destroyed the cards that you have bought at the moment.
No, well, I'm driving home. You can talk to me when I get home.
All right. And how much time it will take you to go down to your home?
About 4 or 5 minutes. Not even that.
Okay.
Hang on, just bear with me, I'm nearly home. Righto, you can talk to me now, I'm home. Hello?
Just allow me.
Hello?
Just allow me some moment. You there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, do one thing. Okay, now the first card that you have provided to us, it says that they can't able to, you know, redeem that card. All right. Now you need to go to that store once again and tell them you have provided these cards to your, you have provided these cards to your grandson, and he can't able to, you know, redeem that card. It's showing that that is incorrect. Like.
The bad news is they don't do refunds on the card.
You don't have to do the refund. Tell them that the card is not working. It's not, you can't able to redeem that card.
That's what I'm telling you. They don't do refunds on, they don't exchange card for card.
So it's not, we can't able to redeem that card. So that is the reason why there is something wrong with the card. It's showing.
And that's what I'm telling you. They won't exchange a gift card for a gift card.
Anyway,
that's not their policy.
But the thing is that the card has the balance of $100, but the card is not working. He can't able to redeem that card. What about the $100? Should they will going to provide you the $100, if they will going to ask you, tell them, like, are you going to pay me the $100? Why the card is not working?
That's what I'm saying to you. They won't do it. They don't exchange gifts. They won't exchange gift cards or anything like that.
So, like, you tell them that the card is not working, what I can do about it? It has the balance on the card, but the card is not working.
The only way I can do it is for me to get on their website and tell them. But the shopping center does not exchange card for card. They don't give the money back.
Okay, just hold on.
So what you're telling me is that I just spent my last $300 for nothing.
All right, you do one thing.
Yeah, go on. Yeah? Hello?
Hold on. Laura sab mang raha gaad mein chale jayenge hum. Ticket account se nahi bol raha. All right, our Saturday is sorted. You can go ahead and done your work. Our Saturday is sorted now. Yes, our Saturday is sorted now. Cheers.
Yeah.